Hey Bulldogs, it's Nina Viglianti, and welcome to this week's episode of Beyond the Tassel. I am a sport and exercise physiology major of DeSales Class of 2025, and I am excited to be hosting this podcast with the purpose of reconnecting with our alumni and informing DSU students about the endless possibilities beyond graduation. Get ready to be inspired by our stories of our alumni and learn valuable insights from their career journeys. Now it's time to introduce this week's guest. Hi everyone, it's Nina, and I'm here with actually one of my coworkers from my internship this summer. This is Ramon. So Ramon, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, my name is Ramon Garcia. I am a clinical exercise physiologist here at St. Luke's Cardiopulmonary Rehab. I went to DeSales in the Sports and Exercise Physiology program a few years ago, and then from there I went to Lebanon Valley College for grad school.
Describe your experience at DeSales for me. Like, what made it stand out to you and what made you kind of want to pursue DeSales?
For me, it was definitely the community aspect out of it. It was very family oriented, and at the moment I had a great advisor, and all the professors there were just asking great questions, and they were really trying to get to know me. It wasn't just trying to get me in there.
Definitely. That's how I feel the same way while I'm there as well. I feel like all the advisors and all the professors that are in the program really helped me to figure out what I kind of wanted to do and what I wanted to pursue. When you wanted to go into sport and exercise physiology, did you always imagine yourself kind of doing cardiopulmonary rehabilitation, or was it something else? And really, what kind of got you started?
I had a mindset. I always liked helping people, and I enjoyed training and exercising. I was always very active. I did my research, and my original plan was physical therapy, and then I went into that. I did some shadowing, and I realized my heart wasn't there. I did some shadowing hours and internship at cardiopulmonary rehab, and I just fell in love with it right away.
I definitely think that internships are something that are really monumental for students, especially trying to figure out what they want to do. And especially in our sport and exercise physiology program, there's so many ways that you could go. And I really think that actually doing the internships and the externships and the shadowing really help out as well. I've done a couple of experiences that are the same, and I kind of feel the same way where I'm figuring out what I want to do and things like that. Some of the things for career, especially, what do you think that for technology, especially with, I know that we use a lot of the heart monitor things. Do you think that there are some things that have changed while you have been an exercise physiologist for cardiopulmonary rehab, or is it just like stayed the same? Or
I've been doing it for a little over a year. Okay. And then prior to that, I did my internships here. I did two internships, and it's been about the same. There's been some updates to our system that we use here, LSI, but definitely just overusing it, just keep using it, that's been helping me with it.
Right, yeah. For the patients and things like that, I know some of them have a hard time like sticking it on and things like that. I hope that there's something new. Do you know of anything new that might be happening with like the systems or anything like that that actually might help students wanting to know more about if they're interested in cardiopulmonary rehabilitation?
Not off the top of my head, no. No updates that I know of.
No, okay. Yeah, I figured that there might not be really a lot of things updated, and some of the things that we want updates on, there's not quite there yet. While you were at DeSales, what do you think prepared you the most for cardiopulmonary rehabilitation?
All the hands-on stuff that we did and all the practice that we got with exercise and prescription, down to injury care and prevention, that all really got me prepared. Just really, I enjoyed all the hands-on stuff, and that created a lot of opportunity for me, especially because I'm more of a hands-on learner.
Right, that's how I am too. I feel like going out and not being stuck to books all day kind of helps with the progression of what you want to do, and I'm sure that's how you felt too.
Yeah, right.
What did you do at DeSales specifically that got you interested in cardiopulmonary rehab besides your internship? Was it finding it out during a class? Was it?
I don't remember exactly off the top of my head. I know I was doing research, and I came upon it, I think it was on like one of the job work sites, and then I found out in class. I asked, and they gave us more information. That really helped me get it really helped me make my decision. I just enjoyed the fact that I was able to follow the patients for all 36 sessions, and you get to know them, you get to know about their background. That's just, I love that about it. It's very personal.
Yeah, I definitely agree. As my time as well doing this cardiopulmonary rehabilitation internship, I'm really starting to form those connections with the patients, and I'm really learning a lot about conditions and how to read EKGs and how to take blood pressure, and I think those things are really important, especially if you're going into the field. When you were doing it, I'm sure you were nervous starting out, and then now you're a pro. So do you have any advice for someone that's a little nervous to like do internships or something like that?
Yeah, just take it day by day. Keep practicing blood pressures. You know, keep looking over your notes. Every day is a new learning experience. Just every opportunity you get at an internship, ask as many questions as you can.
I definitely think asking questions and really figuring out some key observations that you're looking at, especially while doing the internships or anything sort of thing. Like, you want to make sure you're writing down questions or taking time to research some of the things on your own so you have more of a better understanding of things. And I'm sure that's probably what you did as well.
Yeah. So when you're doing your internship, you just got to, it's your job when you're there.
Yes.
You
got to
take it very serious when you're here.
Yes. Definitely. I try my best to keep things kind of lighthearted with some of the patients, and I'm sure you do too, but we have to be serious and really make sure that everything is accounted for while they're doing their exercise and things like that. I'm sure that's what.
Yeah.
So for some of the skills that you need while being an exercise physiologist, do you have, like, is there a specific skill that needs more touching up or that definitely needs to be sort of worked on or trained on if you really want to have a success in this field?
Yeah, so understanding meds is very important, and your EKGs, but very important is you want to make sure you remember the personality aspect of it. You want to make sure you're getting to know the patient. It's not just come in, blood pressure, exercise program, and out the door. You want to make sure you really take time to talk to them.
Right.
You got to remember a lot of these patients don't have anybody else. They're alone most of the time. So.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the patients that we see kind of come to us for a little bit of an escape or a little bit of just getting their exercise in and having that motivation. I know that when we're in there, we have to be very precise in things, and just giving them that kind of I guess support, you would say, while they're doing the exercises and writing down, like, if there's any pain that they feel, whether that be chest pain or any sort of muscular pain, I'm sure. Has there been any patients that have really, you've seen a lot of improvements on and, like, you've discharged and seen through the whole way that, like, really impacted you?
Yeah, I've had a few. Just pretty recently had a patient. She was very nervous. Her confidence level was very low. She was afraid of having another event, but she wanted to walk on the treadmill. She's never walked before. We put her on a treadmill to walk. She walked for about not even a minute and a half, and she got very upset, and she was very down on herself, and she just wanted to give up. And I told her, I was like, you're not going to give up. Let's start working. Yeah, a minute at a time, 2 minutes. Every minute's going to count. We set a goal that she was going to walk at her last session for 20 minutes, and she just laughed. Well, at that last session, she walked 20 minutes, and the joy in her face. She was so excited. She gave me a hug and everything.
I definitely think that, especially in the sport and exercise physiology kind of field, you see that you're going to be making an impact on somebody's life, especially with the rehabilitation. They're there to get better. Their doctors want them to get better. So we're kind of there to kind of facilitate that kind of motivation in the ways that they get better. And while we're on the topic, can you kind of explain what patients go through while they go through cardiopulmonary rehabilitation?
Okay, so they'll begin, we'll come in, we'll do an eval, we'll talk with the patient, get to know their background a little bit, their medical history. You know, we try to understand them a little better and see where their mind is at. A lot of these patients never exercised before, so it's their first time, so they're very nervous.
Right.
So that's why the evaluation is very important. You get to break the ice with them, get to know them a little bit. Then from there, we'll begin with their sessions. They'll come in. We'll make sure, you know, if they're diabetic, what their fasting glucose is or for the day. Then from there, blood pressure. We'll have a specific exercise program for them, and we'll put them on the equipment. We'll monitor them, make sure the heart rate's okay, the their blood pressure is fine, and it's normal as it should be when they're exercising. We do education once a week with them, and that's really nice because a lot of them don't have too much of a background. That's pretty about it, what we do on a daily basis.
Yeah, I definitely see when we have the patients come in, we'll take the blood pressure and things like that, and then they go on their own sometimes, and they just do their exercises, and they rarely talk to us, but at the end, they're like, that was a good session. Even though you can't really tell because they don't talk to you, like, you can tell, like, they're getting stronger by the day, even if they come in the next time, they're like, this didn't hurt as bad, or I feel like I could have gone longer, and I think that's some of the impacting things that we see here. Some of the things that I have noticed is that blood pressure is not a linear thing, and I think a lot of people need to know that as well, because it can fluctuate based on a lot of things, nutrition and exercise and other factors that we have. And Ramon, when you were talking about how you saw that patient get so much better, like, have you seen a lot of patients, like, especially, I know a lot of them talk about blood pressure, have you seen patients that have gotten very, like, improved numbers for their blood pressure, and have they felt better? Have you seen that at all?
So I have. I've seen, you know, at the day one, their blood pressures are higher, and then by the last day, we get to see the difference where their resting blood pressure is a little lower, so it's not as high. But it also varies on their medication. If they've had any medication changes during their session at rehab, it could be a few things, but I have noticed. Normally, I'll see it more in the heart rate.
Yeah, definitely. We see a lot of resting heart rates kind of go down, especially as they're getting more used to doing things. It can also be a factor of stress and anxiety when they first come in, and it can also just be because they're getting more used to doing some of the harder exercises and things like that. How do you feel about being a cardiopulmonary rehabilitation specialist, I guess, or an exercise physiologist? Yeah.
So I love it. I mean, it's great. I enjoy helping them, but it's just a great feeling. It just fills my heart with joy just to see them, you know, go from point A to point B and be a completely different person, not just with their numbers, but emotionally. You know, very often we'll see them where they come to the eval, they don't want to be here, and then by their 36th session, they don't want to leave because how well they feel. And a lot of it's more of an emotional standpoint because they're scared or they're just not sure who they're opening up to. But it's a great feeling.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that one. I love this field already, and I could tell I'm going to hopefully do this for a while. But when you were at DeSales, I know cardiopulmonary rehabilitation wasn't really talked about, but patient care is something that's huge, and I think you obviously know that as well. When you were at DeSales, I'm sure they talked a lot about patient care and, like, especially in some of the classes with, like, injury prevention and things like that. Have you known that, or have you seen that you have used some of those skills now while you're being in your job now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I see a little bit from each class that I took there. It set me up for success in the career, especially even when I went to grad school. I was very well prepared when I got there, which, I'll be honest, I was surprised. I thought that I was going to have a hard time in grad school,
right.
It went really good for me. Like, I did not struggle at all. So I'm very grateful because of DeSales.
Yeah, I definitely think a lot of the programs at DeSales kind of set you up for going on to whatever you have planned and whatever you want to do. With nursing, I know nurses have a really good turnout in the PA majors as well, and sport and exercise physiology. That's why I love the program personally, is because you can do so much with it. And I feel like, Ramon, that's probably how you felt too, is that you can really go into whatever you wanted. It's just you have to find your niche. And I feel like the whole internship process and the whole taking classes and things like that, like, kind of solidified that for you. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, I had. Definitely the hardest thing for me was trying to figure out what's best for me to study, which ways, you know,
right.
And thanks to the professors there, they just kept telling me, you know, you're not going to study like this other person or the other person. You got to find what works for you. And, you know, they definitely gave me a lot of guidance in that situation, many situations, but that was one of them that really helped me out.
Yeah, I definitely think one of the main things is learning how to study and learning how to study effectively, especially with sport and exercise physiology. We have a lot of classes that kind of overlap, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the classes kind of overlap and share some of the same sort of ideals and qualities and what we learn. And I think just trying to figure out how to study is something that's really impactful, especially when you are in cardiopulmonary rehabilitation. You kind of read everything, especially like the notes and the EKGs that we have. You really want to figure out all the specifics so then you can kind of carry out and do everything correctly. I think I'm right on that. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
And then my last question for you is, if you could give one piece of advice to anyone going into the field, what would it be?
Oh, I'm full of many advices, but one, well, I'm going to give you two, even though you just asked for one. But one, keep your head up, have a plan A, plan B, plan C, you know, but if you have your goal, just because you get kicked down to the ground, stand up and keep moving forward, because if that's what you want to do, just get it. And two, if you want to be in a medical field, get your foot in the door, no matter what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It might not be the job you want to do, but if that gets your foot through the door, you know, take the opportunity and run with it, because it's going to be worth it. I mean, when I started here, I started in the fitness center as a front desk attendant. I did that. When I graduated in sales, I became an exercise specialist. And then while I was in grad school, that's what I did. And then now I got to my end goal here in cardiac rehab. So if there's a way of doing it, you'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ramon, for taking the time out of our busy schedule. And now we all have to go back to the clinic. But thank you so much, Ramon. I really appreciate you meeting with me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you once again for tuning into today's episode of Beyond the Tassel. It is our honor to present the success stories of our DeSales alumni via podcast. If you are a DeSales alumni and would like to be a guest on the show, you can contact Melanie.Vallone at DeSales.edu. And if you are currently a DeSales student and would like to connect with an alumni in your field, you can contact Kathy.Krause at DeSales.edu. Until next time, Bulldogs.